Sawston Free Church entered into a year-long reflection on the theology of stewardship, and this is shaping worship as well as our thinking in many different facets of our church life. When we acknowledge that all we have first comes from God, stewardship poses the question, how do we then respond? How do we use the gifts that God has bestowed? And there are 10 areas of stewardship that the URC Stewardship Subcommittee encourages focus on. And it struck me when Bruce asked me to talk about the things at Sawston Free Church that I give thanks for, how these 10 areas of stewardship are a really helpful way to shape thinking here too. God gives us the gospel and the gospel truth. And at Sawston Free Church, we have very different ways of understanding that truth. People sitting next to each other on a Sunday or in meetings have diversely different theological understandings on such matters as the nature of salvation, the virgin birth, the resurrection of the flesh, as well as with regard to interfaith issues, sexuality and gay marriage, to name but a few. Yet somehow, we continue to sit side by side whilst we disagree, and we hold those things in balance rather than in tension, and just get on with worshipping God and working for his kingdom. And for this unity amidst great diversity, I give God great thanks. God gives us worship, and the diversity, our diversity is reflected in the diversity of worship that is offered at Sawston Free Church. Morning services vary in style to reflect both our Methodist and our United Reformed roots. And they vary too as different people lead our thoughts and praise. And we then have quiet time once a month for more reflective meditation. Go forth for expression through music, brigade services, joint services too. And for all of our varied worship that serves to offer something for everyone, I give God great thanks. God gives us people, and the unity at Sawston Free Church is largely a result of the respect and care that is offered to each other by the people within it. This is a community of deeply caring people who reach out to those within its fellowship as well as those outside of it with the love of God and with Christ's hands. And for that love and care, I give God great thanks. And God gives those people bodies. Now, some of ours are working well, and others are not working quite so well at the moment. And I give thanks that those of our fellowship who are in need are receiving the love and prayers and support of the church alongside the treatment and care given by health professionals. God gives us justice, and this is a church that responds in action to help address injustices, whether it's through supporting charities such as Christian Aid or the Canaan Project financially, or through providing goods for Camcrag and the Food Bank, or for hosting discussions about social issues through your village, your voice. This church has, as the Salvationists would say, its heart to God, but its hands to man. And for that, I give God great thanks. And God gives us this wonderful planet in which we live. And having come from a family with a deep commitment, both professionally and privately, to the care of creation and an awareness of conservation issues long, long before it was a buzz term, I'm very grateful to this church's commitment to support the very important work of Greener Sawston. And God gives us time. And we have to admit, I sometimes wish he'd put more hours in the day. But even so, he gives us time, which is a precious gift. And I am very grateful for all of the time that so many give to doing God's work in this place. And God also gives us peace. And I give thanks for the prayer room at Sawston Free Church, which is a special, dedicated, and protected space where the peace of God can be sought away from the demands of daily life. God gives us property, and our forebears have entrusted us with this building in which we stand. And I give thanks that it is used not just to worship God in church services, but that it provides the means that the church can provide outreach through messy church and brigades and time for tots and youth group, as well as a home for Owl. And God gives us the means to make money. And whilst this is by no means a wealthy church, I give thanks that Sourced and Free Church remains committed to funding ministerial stipends and mission through its contributions to the Ministry and Mission Fund. For in doing so, this church, as indeed do Little Abington and Castle Camps as well, impacts not just on their local communities, but are also a part of the wider mission of the denomination. We have much to give thanks and praise to God for.
We'll come to God in prayer. Around us, Lord, is the space that through your community of faith has been provided down through the ages since this church began. And we give you thanks. Around us are the people who share the journey of faith with us, building us up into the body of Christ, calling us back to faithfulness when we stray, helping us to understand by their friendship and their love and their honesty how it is that we can serve you with each other. Around us and in us and through us is your Spirit that gives us hope. And before us is the cross. And the knowledge of the living Christ, who calls us out to be your people, your witness in the world, a living temple, the place where God and earth meet. We give you thanks for the hope of our faith. We give you thanks for the signs of that hope all around us, even as we sit here. And we give you thanks for giving us faith. It's such a beautiful gift. So, Lord, help us to use it for your purposes, the way you intended. Help us to see beyond our seeing, to know beyond our intellect, to hear beyond our hearing, and to love and serve you beyond our faith. We ask in Christ's name. Amen.